The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome, everyone. So good to see you. So good to be with you, wherever in the world you are. Whatever the conditions might be at this time. So for today's practice, I like to bring in the theme of something that we do at the end of every practice session as an expression of metta. So what if you have noticed, at the end of every session, we dedicate the merit. And the dedication of merit, you know, sounds kind of big, dedication of merit. Whereas it's just the sense of, you know, when we say, may all beings be well, may all beings be happy, and basically offering the goodness, any goodness that has been generated, trusting that there has been goodness generated from our practice, even if we judge it to be shoddy. Oh, my mind was distracted. I wasn't really here. I was only mindful for one split second. But trusting that even sitting for mindfulness for a split second, or just sitting, just the act of coming together and sitting in the community, cultivating. And for those who listen to the audio dharma later, for example, or any form of practice, This practice that we do, this cultivation that we do, trusting that there is goodness here, that there is goodness generated, that we're aligning our lives with goodness. And then when we trust that, what does dedicating merit really do? Well, one is that it connects us with that goodness, with reaffirming that, yes, there is goodness. Even if I was sleepy, even if the body was in pain today, that there was goodness. But just coming together, coming, sitting and practicing, there is goodness. So it reaffirms that when we dedicate the merit at the end and we share it with others. So it reaffirms goodness, our own goodness. It's a sense of trust, a sense of confidence in our own goodness, which is beautiful. It's a reaffirmation of our own goodness. And another dimension, another aspect of this cultivation, this dedication of merit, this dedication of goodness that we trust has been generated, is an act of generosity. It's an act of generosity. Instead of, oh, okay, I'm doing my self-improvement project. Oh, I'm getting calmer. I'm getting better. I'm getting kinder. I. There's an act of generosity. Oh, I share this goodness. I don't just keep it for myself. I acknowledge the interdependence of all beings. I share it with everyone else. May it serve. May it be of benefit. May it be of service to my awakening and all beings' awakening and their happiness and well-being. So it's an act of generosity. And in that act of generosity, it's also an act of metta. It's an act of kindness. We're just sharing this goodness. Here you go, all beings everywhere. I'm sharing my goodness. I trust there is goodness, number one. Number two, I share it generously with all of you. Yay. Love to you all. It's like a love note to all beings everywhere. Yay. Here is my goodness. I share it with you. Yay. As a blessing. So in that way, this dedication of merit is such a beautiful act. It's really an act of generosity, an act of metta, an act of trust and confidence also in our goodness. So there's so many dimensions in this. And I wrote a little article which showed up in Lion's Roar some years ago. So later I'll send a pointer. I'll ask Neil to send a pointer about this this sharing of merit. So here for our practice today, tapping into trusting that there is goodness, sharing it with, as an act of metta and generosity with others. And I want to bring one more aspect here today, in today. And that is, and this is something that I learned from a good friend of mine who's been a monk and has practiced in Asia for 4 decades almost. And when he did the dedication of merit, in the kind of traditionally in the Buddhist sense, there's that the dedication started with dedicating the goodness to people, to our benefactors, to our parents, to people who have supported us, who have been kind to us in any way. Well, basically our benefactors, whether they're alive or whether they have passed away. And also, just to say, that connects with my culture, in the Persian culture, there's this idea of generating merit and sharing it with the deceased. And I know it's the same way in Japanese culture and many other cultures around the world. So sharing it with our benefactors and then sharing it with other beings in concentric circles, opening more and more with more generosity. So with all of that, we'll bring these into our practices of metta today. So let's begin. Let's formally begin our sitting and landing. Landing in this body. Landing in this moment in time. Feeling the connection of our toes, our feet with the earth. I am here. I am alive in this moment in time. Connected, rooted to the earth. Feeling your sitting bones, your bottom on the cushion, on the chair. Letting attention, awareness, greet the body. Greet the bottom of the feet, your bottom on the cushion, your hands touching each other or your lap. And the sensations of the breath in the lower abdomen. calming, soothing. Here. Just simplicity. Of awareness. Knowing. Knowing. This body sitting and breathing. Trusting, trusting. The goodness of being here now, aligning our awareness with our intentions, trusting in the goodness. Whatever is present, trusting this connection, this connecting to ourselves. Connecting to awareness, trusting. I'd like to invite you, as you remain embodied, connected, aware, awareness, connecting, holding sensations of the body, of the breath. Bring to mind, bring to heart, bring to heart, bring to body. An appreciation for your practice, no matter how short or how long it's been. The fact that you are on this path of cultivation, regardless of how self-critical part of you wants to be. Thank you. Not now. Self-criticism. Thank you. Not now. But really seeing, feeling with your heart, your practice over time as an act of service, as an act of goodness, cultivating goodness. Cultivating peace. Cultivating non-reactivity. Cultivating friendliness, care for yourself, for others, for the world. Cultivating awareness, presence. Cultivating goodness, non-suffering. Cultivating non-suffering. Serve you, this being who is yourself, to serve others. Bringing to heart appreciation. For this goodness accumulated, cultivated like a garden. Planting seeds. You've planted so many seeds. Some of them you can see the flowers. Oh yes. I'm less reactive in these situations. I'm kinder in these situations. I am more free in these situations. And so many seeds you've planted in this garden, which are germinating in their own time, trusting, trusting. All the seeds. Yes, there's always more planting to be done, cultivating our garden. And yet appreciating the goodness of what has been planted. Trusting, yes, there is goodness here. There is goodness here. There is goodness here. Trusting the goodness. and sharing with generosity, trusting the goodness and sharing with appreciation the goodness, with appreciation first to the benefactors of your life, those who supported you, been kind to you, whether alive or deceased. Shri, let's start with those who are no longer in the world. As if you were giving them flowers from your garden, knowing that the more flowers you share with generosity, with metta, the more flowers grow. The more you share, the more there is. The act of giving, sharing, appreciating helps the flowers grow. And then appreciating all benefactors in your life, which could also include friends, family, all loved ones. Sharing your gift of metta, your gift of goodness with them. As if saying, thank you. Thank you. I love you. Or whatever version works for you. Thank you, I care for you. Thank you, I wish you well. My heart shares its affection, its care with you. Giving and receiving. Knowing that gratitude, appreciation helps your garden grow, the garden of your heart. And giving metta further helps your garden grow. You're welcome to lean into the appreciation. Of the benefactors. Or lean into sharing your goodness, your metta, generously with them. Or lean into one with the in-breath, lean into the other with the out-breath. You decide what's best for you. And now opening. Opening up. From benefactors, friends, family. To all beings. All beings. As if your garden. As if this garden of goodness of your heart. As if it could feed or support the whole world, as if it were a vegetable garden. And the more you gave away, the more would automatically grow immediately. So the more you gave away, the more generosity, the more goodness you gave away, may all beings be well, be happy, be healthy, have ease, have safety. The more you give away goodness, the more goodness becomes available in your heart, in your garden. Sharing, trusting there is abundance in your heart. Trusting there is abundance, even if it may not be readily visible right now. Trusting there is more abundance in your being, in your own goodness, in your own divine Buddha nature. Generously offering it to all beings everywhere. Sharing your goodness. May my goodness be of service. In ways I can and cannot imagine to others. With each in-breath, each out-breath, trusting there is goodness, the in-breath. The out-breath, sharing it far and wide. With generosity, with kindness. For all beings. And for the last minutes of this practice period, appreciating that we showed up, we practiced as well as it was available to us without judging the practice. It was what it was. We tried, we showed up, we aligned our actions with our intentions as much as it was possible. So appreciating the goodness generated from this practice period. Trusting that we've planted seeds. Seeds were planted. And sharing this goodness that we have cultivated together right now, just now. Sharing the merits, the beauty, the goodness of it freely, generously, offering it as our offering to all beings everywhere, dear beings. I offer to you my goodness, my intentions, my cultivation. It's of throwing confetti over the whole planet Earth, sharing freely. Here's my goodness. May it be of service. May it be of service in ways I can and cannot imagine. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So, we have time. We turn to reflections, to observations, to questions. Another way that you share your practice with others. And many times it has been mentioned in this community, in the Sangha, when someone shares something, it's inspiring for others, whether it's a question, whether it's a challenge you have, whether it's something you realized, your mind found a new way to work with something. So you're welcome to raise your Zoom hand or type your reflections in chat if you type them. To everyone, I'll read your name. If it's just to me, I will read only the reflection, not your name. So what did you discover? Bill says, thank you, Nikki. This was very moving. Thank you, Bill. Would you like to say more? And I would love to hear more from you if you're willing. Don't feel like you're put on the spot, but if you're willing, you're welcome to say more if you like. What came up for you?
I was concerned that when you mentioned about focusing on people that are no longer there, that it would maybe get out of hand. It got emotional, but it, you know, I didn't have a true meltdown. So that's good. But it's very emotional experience. It was good. So thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. In what you shared, I hear a connecting and a heart opening experience of appreciation, especially with those who are deceased, which can sometimes become overwhelming with grief. But in this case, it didn't sound like, okay, it was emotional, but oh, it was more supported with metta and appreciation instead of the grief and sadness. That's what I'm hearing. Powerful, beautiful, Bill. Lovely. Great. That's a great opening in that direction to connect with that. Lovely. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, nice. And reflection coming. Appreciation that I was needing this time for reflection, one of you says. I see a couple of hands. Okay, Vimal, please.
So I lost my wife to cancer 16 months ago, at the beginning of the pandemic, 2 weeks into the lockdown. So she's pretty much on my mind all the time. But today, I brought her into focus to thank her for 44 years together. I thanked her parents. I thanked my parents. So it was fairly emotional.
Thank you, Vimal. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. I take a pause and just let Vimal's reflection land. Thank you. Thank you, Vimal. Abraham, please.
Thanks. Of course, it's easy to go to people that were very supportive, that one has a warm connection with, especially in childhood and things like that. And it's easy to send loving kindness to them. But what surprised me was how easy it was to send loving kindness to people who had been difficult in my childhood or in my younger life. People I'd had very contentious situations with, and it was easy. And I was grateful for that.
Thank you, Abraham. I feel so much joy as you say this. My heart feels alit with mudita, with vicarious joy for you, for your practice, to be in a place that this is easy. Wow, beautiful. What grace. What grace, really. What beauty. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. Thank you. Touched. Barbara, please.
I appreciated the image that of the garden and the flowers that you give away instantly replenish and grow in your garden, and they're more and more. That resonates with me. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Barbara. I appreciate you highlighting the imagery, because sometimes imagery can really help us. Again, we sometimes it doesn't, but sometimes it can really work in ways to, as well as metaphor. There's something about embodiment of these experiences that we have that, oh, flowers, we give flowers to people as an expression of thanks, of kindness, of just like, oh, yes. And, oh, no need for a sense of scarcity. There's more, right? Sweet. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. Two more reflections that have come to me. Scattered mind today. Appreciate your permission at the end to have whatever experience we had. Peace arrived somehow anyway. Yay. Beautiful. Beautiful. And another reflection, my best friend is in hospice, so it was a sensitive contemplation for me too. Ah, thank you for that reflection. Yeah. Yeah. And for me also, I'll share with you that for me also was a touching, tender reflection today. Someone who was dear to me and a benefactor in some ways passed away. I got news of them passing away and it brought up all the connections. So I was bringing them and so many beings who've, thanking them and offering my practice, my goodness to these beings who have passed on. So tender, sensitive, beautiful. And here we are still alive with agency in this world. So dear ones, dear Sangha, let us turn now to practice in small groups with one another, holding ourselves, holding each other tenderly, especially tenderly today with this practice that we have done. And starting, as always, with 15 seconds of silent compassion, silent metta, compassion for ourselves, for others, and sharing as much or as little as you like about your practice, supporting each other, holding each other. We don't do this practice alone, as you know. We support each other. So see what needs to be held for you and what needs to be held for others, these beautiful beings who have their own gardens, their own flowers. So created the rooms and now they are open. Take care of yourself and each other. Okay, the rooms are closed. Everybody is back. And we have a couple of minutes for reflections. Violet, please.
Hi, Nikki. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
In our group, we talked a bit about fear that arises during this practice. So this idea of like giving love and I don't know, like this garden that keeps producing flowers or this infinite source of love that you can keep giving and it doesn't run out. But when I am trying to cultivate that, and other people in my group also had this experience, this like very raw fear comes up in terms of like, this is not a good thing to do. This is not a wise thing to do, to give your heart in this way. This is unsafe. This is not good. And yeah, just a lot of like fear and terror that comes up. So I was wondering, like, where do you find like stability and safety in the practice? Like when you're sort of opening your heart in this big way for the whole world?
Yeah. So thank you. First of all, thanks so much for bringing this up and from the reflection from your group, especially. So when the sense of primal, you know, the sense of fear comes up that this is not, in that case, what I would suggest actually working with it, with the ways two different ways. One is the ways we work with fear, with metta, right? Because actually metta is an antidote to fear. So comforting yourself, sense, it's okay, sweetie. It's okay. It's safe. It's all right. It's all right. So making your fear feel safe instead of pushing the fear away or trying to push through it, like, I'm going to do this, because then the fear doesn't feel safe or acknowledged. It will just throw a tantrum. So it becomes rather difficult to do the practice. So acknowledge the fear. It's okay, sweetie. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. And turning the metta to yourself. So there's enough stability to then, like, okay, there's more stability, there's more trust, it's okay. And then dipping your toes into the practice again. In this way, you can expand further and further and further, so that at some point, maybe the fear comes up, but it's not believed. It's like, it's okay, sweetie, you can be here. It's all right, fear, darling, you can be here too. And there can be a trust in the abundance. Both of them can be together. So little by little, but definitely not trying to push through the fear, but trying to see the fear, just being kind to yourself, kind to fear, and not necessarily believing it. It's you know, when the child has a tantrum, you comfort it, and you don't say, well, you're just having a tantrum, like, get up and, you know, go out. But you're like, oh, sweetie, I know this is hard, darling. It's okay, sweetheart. But yet you're older, wiser, you know that the sky isn't falling. Right. But at the same time, you are very kind and compassionate to the child who's having a tantrum. So with the same attitude. Does that make sense, Violet?
Yeah. So send the metta to the fear, and then eventually can hold the fear and abundance at the same time.
And at some point, I think the fear will be allayed, over time. But for now, yes, holding the fear with metta. And I'd love to hear more as you practice with this. I'd love to hear what comes up for you and others too to navigate this. Yeah, but not turning away. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. So. One last question, and we're over time, but I just want to say, so is the fear seen as protective and welcomed as part of metta? Not so much. It's not protective. It's not, you know, so I wouldn't see it as a part of metta, but I would see it again as a part of us, part of our patterning that's having a little tantrum. So it's not necessarily a supportive, helpful aspect of our psychology in that way. I think that's what your question is. But for scarcity in the past or fear in the past, something that arises. Anyway, I feel like this is a much bigger conversation, and we're already over time. So maybe we'll come back to this later, everyone. Maybe we'll come back to this. So I'll stay. Tell you what, I'll stay a few minutes extra tonight. How about that? I'll stay a few minutes extra for anyone who wants to stay. After we're going to close formally, but I'll stay afterwards if anyone wants to continue and discuss this. So, thank you all for showing up for your practice. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone.